Blog Talk Radio.
Most coaches don't even really go in the locker room like that.
It's like he ain't a.
You gotta keep the guys together.
It's a bad look. And I don't know if he might be better as an offense coordinator. But him being the man, but him being the man and then relinquishing power, then coming back at a lower, like at a demoted position, doesn't look good.
But does this win, but does this win mean that the Lions are good? I don't think so. I mean, Stafford threw for 337 yards. Megatron, he had 7 catches for 97 yards.
Three touchdowns,
right. I don't think that means that they're good. I think
no, they just had a good game against a horrible team.
That's all that happened. Nothing to see here, folks.
nothing to see here, folks.
Cam Newton, though, on the other hand, another Thursday game. 33-14. Are they unstoppable, Super Bowl?
I wouldn't say unstoppable because I would still need to see them go against the Cardinals.
Yeah, big game.
The way it's going is he's handling his business. And in my opinion, he should be in the lead for MVP because you never would have saw this coming. Not like this. Every week, week after week.
Right. Every week he got those boys pumped up, ready to play. The defense stepping up. I mean, the defense is – the secondary is tight. The linebacker is tight. Defensive line tight. You can't really do much against them. And it's scary because they don't really have much offense.
Now, is it just like their third year doing good in a row?
Second or
third year?
Yeah, but this
remember the NFC South. And remember the NFC South used to be, no one used to repeat as division champions.
You said nobody used to repeat.
Every year, the last team in the division will be the division leader the following year.
Ah.
And Carolina stopped that. Well, they took over the NFC South with the Saints, the Bucks, and I can't remember. The Saints, Bucks, Panthers, and Falcons?
Yeah, Falcons. No.
So, yeah.
Where are the Falcons now?
The Falcons, they're not in first place.
Say what?
They're not in first place.
No. Well, they can't be in first place if they're in the same division with the Panthers.
I think they're like 7-4.
They started out undefeated, too.
Yeah, but like I said then, Atlanta is kind of soft to me. Not soft, but, like as far as being tough-minded, like they're an overachieving team early and then they come back down to earth later in the year. Or maybe in the playoffs where it's like teams that are full of those characters where they really want it, even in the cold, even outside, to where it's like I don't know how Atlanta works outside late in the year. Like, they're a great dome team, home team, but that's like coddling them to where it's like they're over-evaluating their team to where it's like they think they're fast, they think they have hands. All of this is good indoors. But what happens when it's rainy or cold outside and the field is slick and so forth? So how are they going to react in those conditions? And they always seem to falter.
That's true.
And they need to practice outdoors. They should practice outdoors.
They probably do.
All the time.
But they probably can't practice in the winter. In the elements, though.
That's what I'm saying. They need to practice outdoors.
In the elements?
Yeah.
When they're in?
All year round. And only play indoors on games. Or, like, if it's real bad outside. But you know what I'm saying? To get away that stigma of them not being an outdoor team or them being a so-called dome team.
I would agree. That would happen. So, games coming up. I think we're just going to stick with this football for not a bit of time. You got games coming up. Need some picks. We got, who the Bears play?
They played the Slackers and we banged them.
Right.
I want to talk about that. That was the best. We glossed over that.
So we don't play. Do we play Sunday?
No, we don't play Sunday. We play next Saturday. We play the, I think it's the 49ers. We should beat them.
Right. Who's the quarterback?
I think that was a statement. Huh?
Who's the quarterback now? It's not Kaepernick.
Blaine Gabbert? I think.
No, Blaine Gabbert is Jacksonville's quarterback.
No, Blake Bortles is Jacksonville's quarterback.
Blake Bortles, right. We might be Blaine Gabbert. That's not scary.
And Carlos Hyde is hurt.
Carlos Hyde is hurt. Yeah, he hurt.
Yeah. And their team is just not. They've been winning a couple games. Well, they've been looking okay lately, but their team isn't. I think we're trending up. Might be a little bit, like, a couple games too late, but we're trending up.
Definitely. You know,
like, I really believe we're going to end with a winning record.
On both sides. But yeah, we're gonna end up with a winning record. It didn't do me any good that we get a winning record. But it'd be nice if they did finish with a winning record. I had the Bears to go 10-6, like possibly 11-5. I really felt that, and they let me down.
It's still not out of the realm. They would have to lose one more game for you to be really out of it. And I think we can run the table. I think our team is that good right now where we can go. I have optimism. If we go game-by-game scenario, I have optimism for the Bears. Like, we shouldn't have lost that Denver game. It's bad that we did, and you can't go hindsight. But the way we play is it's so fundamentally sound where you see how it's coming together, and the players are just going to get better as the year goes on. They've been getting better every game, somewhere, doing better.
They are. They are getting better. And even though it seems like Cutler throws a pick every game, that don't bother me.
He doesn't throw interceptions really anymore. He threw one last game because there was some weird stuff, but before that, he threw one in two games, and he threw one last game.
But did he throw one a game before this one?
No. Yes.
Sure.
That's when he had the fumble, and then the one of Marquise Wilson, it was an interception.
Right. So he averaging a pick a game.
Yeah, but isn't that really like that? He had like five in the first three games, and then he just had two in the last like four games. Nah, it's got to be more than that, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Like first five games.
Right. Hey, follow
up,
everybody.
He's not a turnover prone to me.
Huh?
No, I was just saying, he's not as turnover prone to me anymore.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Hey, call us up, 347-838-8449. That's 347-838-8449. It's still rocking with us. I know we've been gone for a little while, but we're back. Holla. Can we get a – no. Well, say out of here what? Langford looking good.
Langford Carey is looking good. All three of them. I was thinking that because I was feeling it at a point where we could get a better draft pick going forward. For Forte, a number of draft picks for him. And now that we're past that deadline, I'm kind of hoping he sticks with the team. I mean, he's – you can never have too many running backs, good running backs. I can tell you that.
What do you pay him?
He's met. I don't know, bro. Like, early in the year, like about four games ago, I'd say trade him. Only because we could have got good value for him. Not because he was weak. Not because I don't like him. Not because he didn't fit. Not any of those things. He's still the same running back. It was just a business decision. But now that that deadline has passed, I already feel like we should. I don't see a – it's not in my mind that Forte leaves, even though I know he probably is, and Langford and Carey are going to be the future somewhere down the line anyway. But you can tell how they learn from Forte, how to be professionals and probably how to train and how to bring it every game.
All right.
I don't want it to be another Urlacher effect.
No, it's going to happen, I think. Forte, it was nice. Thank you. We love you, bro. You know, you was a workhorse for many years. I hope you teach Langford and the guys, you know, as much as you can before you depart. But see you, bro.
They got to do something for dang, man.
No, it's over, man.
Urlacher and Forte, they got to do something for them.
I don't know what you do at throw them a parade.
Like, they need the plaque or something. Like, Forte is like one of the best, says Walter Payton, one of our best backs ever. And we're a team of, you know what I'm saying, a tradition of good running backs. At Urlacher, like one of our best middle linebackers ever. And we're pros throughout their whole tenure with us. It means something to the Bears. Like, I don't want it to be like we just letting Forte go, even though I understand. We take him for granted. And I think we're going to see it when he leaves, too. Like, a couple of passes that Langford drops, you're going to see Forte dropping those.
Well, I mean, it's about the same. A couple of moves you see Langford make, you don't see Forte making those. You know, Forte has become a running back that hits the hole if it's there. Like, he runs towards the play. He won't necessarily follow the play if it's not there. Vision. It's field vision. It's instinct. Move over here. Back over here. Gone.
Yeah.
All right? Just be honest.
I love it.
Yeah.
He is the whole heart of the me.
Yeah.
To me. But Forte still is, like, a reliable – if you put Forte on a different team, I hate to say it, but say he went to that other team, the green and yellow team. But say he went to the Patriots or
Patriots.
Carolina.
Dad?
You'll see a big difference. Atlanta.
In his run style?
Tampa Bay.
You mean in
anywhere.
His run style? No, he ain't going to Tampa Bay.
What you mean?
Martin. Speaking of Martin, running over 200 yards the last two games, 235 yards one game and 200-something yards another game. Yeah. Tampa Bay, you can scratch that off the list. They strike.
I think Lovie Smith will still take Forte.
Huh?
Lovie Smith
will
take Forte.
Yeah, it'll be a tandem. He'll come in and handcuff Doug Martin. He'll take him. Don't think Forte about to be a feature back somewhere. I don't know if he feature back anymore.
Oh, you tripping.
But he can stand him.
You tripping. That's exactly what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with Forte. Nothing. He just came off a sprained MCL, and he still did pretty good. But he has the best hand. He could be almost your fourth, third receiver on your team. Definitely a featured back. Definitely. It's just so we have – we're in the youth movement. Say we didn't have Langford. We would definitely be counting on Forte for at least the next 2 years, at least. Next year going forward,
I agree.
He keeps himself in great shape.
Yeah, he does.
I agree. And I haven't seen him any I haven't seen anything in him. He probably not as – I don't see any real drop-offs. He just caught a game winner against the Chargers.
All right. I'll put it like this. He noticed a little drop-off because he said he could have played the game before this one. But if something happened, he wouldn't be able to play in this game. So, I mean, he knows that injuries are coming, like, pretty much more faster than they were coming before. I don't believe he wants to necessarily be a feature back like that, like the workhorse on another team. He's coming up on the end of his career. I wouldn't want to be.
I can definitely see that.
Right, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I want to be the workhorse on another team right about now. I mean, I come in and give you some good snaps, but I'm not taking all of the hard snaps, the hard fought yard snaps. I'm not taking all of them. You got a young guy behind me. I teach him. You got to pay me. You got to pay me. And everything will be good. Bears can't do that. They're not going to do that. Well, they wouldn't have got Carey and they wouldn't have got Langford.
Well, they get Langford because this is a new regime and they have no ties to Forte. Carey was supposed to be Forte's backup.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're exactly right. So I don't know. How about that tribute to Brett Favre? Do you hate it or love it? Are you a hater or do you like the man?
Brett Favre?
Yeah, good old Brett.
I can't even stunt. I like Favre. I hate Aaron Rodgers. Even though it's probably because we could beat Favre. He's had great games against us, but we've had good games against him, too.
True.
Aaron Rodgers is so lopsided to where I can talk about the Bears game the whole show. It felt so good. Even though we still lose, got a losing record, it felt good beating them. Like, it was a statement game for color. Our psyche as a whole in Chicago against them. John Fox being the first year head coach for the Bears coming in.
Beating the Packers, Flackers.
Yeah, just.
Flackers.
Yeah. But just.
No.
It just meant a lot. It showed like a. It was a chink in the armor.
What do you think about this Cutler to Miller connection these past couple games?
I always liked Zach. When he came to the Bears a couple of years ago, he was killing in preseason, but then he hurt his foot and was out for the year. And then last year, I think the year before that, something, both years, he didn't make it to the season. And I was disappointed, but Zach Miller has hands, from what I know, and he runs great routes for tight end. The only thing wrong with him is he keep getting hurt.
Right.
And he healthy.
And I think that's because he's one of those, he's like a slight Tom Waddle tight end. Like, just throw it.
He's more athletic than Tom Waddle as far as tight ends.
Like athletic, but I'm going to get it. I know I'm about to get crushed. I know I'm probably about to land wrong, but I'm about to catch this ball.
And he'll leave you, as you can add the Rams. Well, who was that? The Chargers? Who was that? The Rams?
That was the Rams.
Right. Ask them how fast is Zach Miller.
Right.
Tom Waddle wasn't fast.
I give him tight end / spot receiver. Tom Waddle-ish. I don't know if anybody knows who Tom Waddle is.
Wow. Tom Waddle.
Huh? They might be some younger guys. Just you never know. They might not know Tom Wilder used to play
great hands.
Great hands, fearless.
Concussion man.
Reckless. And Quentley, he's out of the league. He was out of the league pretty early, but Tom Wilder was the man. I don't know how many concussions he probably got.
Not too many, but the ones that matter most, he went and got it and got smashed for
right.
the team. And I'm talking about smashed every sports game. He can't really remember a lot now. This was before people were really looking at concussions. Tom Wilder he probably had over 10.
Over
definitely.
10 concussions?
Yeah.
Tom Wilder was crazy. But that's what you want on the team. Hey, what about those Bulls? No. I'm going to get some scores at you, man, and then we're going to get into some basketball. Is that cool with you, sir?
Let's go for it.
All right. You got the Vikings in the –
Where they at?
I don't know.
Does it say Vikings at Atlanta? I mean, is Atlanta the last team? Whatever the last team, that's the home team.
I'm not looking at a schedule. See, that's the whole thing about sports reality radio. See, this is real deal. I'm not looking. I wrote this down. So you
I'm
going to
say.
Are they in the dome or not?
It's the Vikings. It's Seahawks at the Vikings.
Yeah, they at Atlanta.
I'm going to go. I'm going to hope the Vikings win.
Why?
It's a better chance of us becoming a wild card than catching up to the division leader. Even though we need them to lose, like we got 6 losses, the Vikings got 2. We would need them to lose 4 games. The Seahawks are 5-5. We need them to lose like 2 to overlap them to be the and the hunt for the wild card. Everybody in the hunt for the wild card has like 5 or 6 losses, including the Bears. You know, all the division leaders automatically get in, regardless of record. And then it's the next 2 best records in the conference. So that would be like the Slackers. Right now it's like the Slackers and the Falcons. As far as being a wild card, and they both got 3 losses, 4 losses maybe.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going, I have to go with the Vikings in that one.
All right, let me do it.
Do it.
A Viking? I got the schedule right here.
All right, go ahead. You do it. Next week.
So we got the. Okay, so next week we got the Slackers at the Lions.
Lions.
Yeah, we need the Lions to win that. I want the Lions too. I think the Slackers need some. They got a lot of the dropsies. They need some stuff figuring out. I don't care though. Ravens at Dolphins.
Yeah, Ravens and
at the Dolphins. I'm gonna go Dolphins. You know, Joe Flacco out for the year.
Wait a minute, you said Ravens and Dolphins. Ravens gonna play the Dolphins? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Sunday, December 6th at 12 o'clock.
No, the Ravens play the Jets. I mean, the Ravens play the Browns on Monday night.
All right, go.
Give me Ravens. Browns don't know who the quarterback is. Johnny Manziel going to jail and all kind of stuff. I don't know. I don't know what's going on over there in Cleveland. So I got to take Baltimore.
What stats are you looking at, bro?
What am I looking at? November 29th.
Oh. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
A week ahead?
You know what? Yeah, you know what? Sorry, everybody. I was looking at next week like Sunday already happened.
Oh, Saturday. Yeah. Right.
That was in week 13. My bad. Okay, yeah.
All right.
The Dolphins play the Jets. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my bad.
So who you got, Baltimore or Cleveland? Don't say Cleveland. You can't say Cleveland. That's a stupid question I just asked.
No, I'm going to go Cleveland.
What?
Joe Flacco out for the year.
So is every quarterback Cleveland has.
Still, their defense is cold.
Who is the quarterback?
That's a rivalry game. That's a rivalry game. So you can't really go off of that.
Is Dr. K. McNow?
Yeah, and he's better than, I don't even know who the Ravens backup quarterback is.
I don't either. Still going Ravens.
I'm going Brown.
All right. New England at Broncos. That's easy.
You already know. Tom Terrific.
Yeah, whatever. Steelers in the Seahawks. Seahawks are not good.
I want the Seahawks to lose. We need them to lose.
Playoff ramifications?
Yeah, we need it, definitely. They 5-5. They one of the teams that's ahead of us for the wild card. So we need them to have more losses than us. They 5-5, so 5-6. So we need them to lose.
So this is the time of the year when we pick your scores and picking teams to win. You just can't just do that no more. It's things behind that now. So I could have just said I want the Seahawks to win this one because I think they can beat the Steelers. We need the Steelers to beat the Seahawks.
Definitely. And I'm going for the Steelers anyway because Ben Roethlisberger is the man.
Yeah, he is. Is he playing?
He had to come in last week because of Buddy's foot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. The Cards at San Fran. That's easy. I got the Cardinals.
You say against who?
49ers.
I got the Cardinals.
Yeah. Dolphins at the Jets.
I'm going to go Jets. I mess with the Jets. I don't like the Dolphins.
I'm going to go Dolphins. I'm going to go Dolphins. Fitzgerald's been getting banged up. I don't know. He's definitely in 100%. Brandon Marshall's not 100%. Eric Decker is not 100%. I don't know about that one. The Dolphins got a pretty good defense. If they rush Fitzgerald, there's going to be some problems. So,
they at the Jets. I'm going with the Jets.
All right. Chargers at the Jaguars.
Woo! When the Chargers 2-6, 2-8, and the Jaguars 4-6.
I'm going Jaguars.
I'm gonna go Jaguars.
Yeah, that's an interesting game right there. That pick right there wins somebody some money. The Titans and the Raiders. Raiders at Titans. Me and Titans ain't got
Raiders.
Yeah, they got Marcus over there. But I don't think that's still a work in progress.
We need the Raiders to lose.
We need the Raiders to lose?
Yeah, we need the Chargers to lose too. I mean, the Chargers to win too. You pick the game. I'm going to tell you we need them to lose and win.
All right. Well, I got the Raiders beating Tennessee. That's Tennessee.
Yeah, I got the Raiders going over Tennessee. Yep. I got the same thing.
Buffalo at Kansas City. I got Buffalo winning at Kansas City. Buffalo defense.
I'm
going
to go with the Chiefs.
You going with the Chiefs?
Yeah, they at home.
I like what Rex Ryan did with that defense last week against the Patriots. Yeah, against the Patriots. Did you see that game?
No.
I've
seen some of it.
Huh?
I saw some of it.
He threw everything but the kitchen sink at the Patriots, and it was working. He sent every blitz package I think he had in the playbook, and it was working until halftime, and they counted everything, won the damn game. Okay.
Yep, sounds like my Patriots.
Yep, whatever. they cheated, Bill. They probably had film in the back room, I'm telling you.
Here it go.
It ain't going nowhere. The Buccaneers at the Colts.
We need the Buccaneers to win. I mean, we need the Buccaneers to lose.
Yeah, we need the Buccaneers. Yeah, I'm going to the Buccaneers.
We need them to lose.
We need them to lose, but I don't think they're going to lose.
I hope they lose.
No, Winston and Doug Martin been going off. And Colts don't have Andrew Luck. They got half of that.
I know.
Which is okay. He's not bad. But the Colts
I think
bad.
He could beat the Bucks.
We'll see. We got the Giants at Washington.
I'm going to go Giants.
I think I'm going to go Giants. Go Giants.
We need the Giants to lose. We need both of them to lose.
No, it's possible. It's possible. They could. Washington. Nah, they don't think.
We need them to lose. They 5-5.
We need Washington to lose. No, we need New York to lose.
Yeah, we actually need both of them to lose. But, yeah, we need New York to lose first. They 5-5. We need to get over that. They need to have a worse losing record than us.
Well, you just made that a tough pick.
Yeah. I already know where you're going to go.
You already know what I'm about. No, hey, listen here, fucker. I didn't pick New York because of that. I was actually going to pick Washington.
Can I ask you one question, bro?
Yeah, sure.
Where you at right now?
I'm in New York.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, don't even try it, man. I'm going to keep my Chicago card. Everything is up to par. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good, D. Don't worry.
It's
all good. All Chicago, son. Ain't going to get me no accident none of that, son. Keep my shit, son. Tight, son. All right. We said the Rams and the Bengals.
The Rams at the Bengals? We're going Bengals.
Going Bengals? I'm going...
yeah, they ain't... The Rams out of there. They ain't got no quarterback. Nick Foles is horrible.
Yeah. I'm going Bengals. Did you see what happened to Case Keenum last week?
Oh, we actually need the Rams to lose, too. They 4-6.
I think
they need to have another. I hope so. We need to have them under us in losses. Remember, we got 6 losses. So any team around us with a 5-6 loss rate, like they got 5 or 6 losses already, we need them to lose. We need all of them to have like 7-8 losses, and us stay at least a loss above them, a loss less than they have. Well, that don't make sense. They should have more losses than us. Not necessarily wins, losses.
Well, I think the Rams.
So, like, right. So it's like the let's see, the Jaguars 4-6, we 5-6 in the NFC. So if it stops today, we'll be over them because we got one more game. But if they lose, they will have the better edge because we worse in the division than they are. The Rams are 4-6. We beat them though. So if we tie with them at the end, if we tie, we'll win that. But we need them to have 7 losses. We got 6. The Falcons got 4 losses. We need them to lose to the Vikings. The Vikings got 3. We need the Falcons to lose. They in our position right now. The Saints 4-6, we need them to lose. The Giants 5-5. Unless they win the division, we need them to lose. And the Redskins 4-6. They got the same number of losses as us. So we need them to lose. They playing each other. But you would rather them both be 5-6 than the Giants be 6-5 and we be 5-6. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Buccaneers 5-5. They got a better loss record than us. We need them to lose. They playing the Colts. And, okay. Yeah, the Seahawks need to lose against the Steelers. They 5-5. And we don't care about the AFC teams.
I got you. So you hoping for you really still hoping we can get this wild card spot?
I either want us to lose out and get a good pick or get in the playoffs. It's cool. I don't want us to lose out. But I don't want to get right to the door of the playoffs and then don't make it and we get like the 20th pick.
Right.
We need more than that. Unless we make some trades.
Well, we got trade bait, so, I mean, not to call anybody bait, but we got pieces to trade. We definitely got pieces. Well, but we're not going to have Forte because, you know.
We ain't going to have nobody to trade but Cutler. But I want. It depends on what we get. And it depends on who's still here. If Gase and Fangio still here, I would draft a quarterback in the first round. I wouldn't trade Cutler, but I'd draft one in the first round.
Right. They should do that anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah, you should do that anyway.
No.
Give them some time to be up under Cutler. And you gotta
Maybe second. Third, not a first. First round, we need to hit on somebody who's going to play that year. We need like a raw linebacker or a raw. We need defense. A cornerback,
right.
A safety, some linebackers. We can use an offensive lineman. We can do another receiver. We need a kickoff returner, a punt returner dude.
Definitely. All of those are more important than drafting a quarterback. Damn, man.
Cutler playing the way he playing, and I'll see promise.
I'm not against him staying another year. The problem is, if Gase don't stay another year, what do you have out of Cutler again?
See? I don't think he's going to go back to being weak. It's like the offense is Adam Gase's. Cutler is good because of Logan's, his quarterback coach. His quarterback coach is like better. That's who you – I like our offense. That's why I want Gase to stay. As far as Cutler developing better, that's Mark Logan. That's our quarterback coach. That's the one who teach him to step up in the pocket and swivel this way and keep both hands on the ball. You know what I'm saying?
You don't hear his name mentioned at all. You always hear Gase.
Yeah, because it's his offense. Like, they just said, like, he's comfortable in that offense. But, like, if Gase left, Mark Logan would be our offensive coordinator.
They would make him it. Now, I don't know what offense he would run, but I know he's under contract for the next two years.
Man, he should just keep the offense the way it is, because he keeps pushing up his offense. Nobody has no – you can't develop
like,
a rhythm.
What's the coldest position on our team, you think?
On offense or defense?
Just position.
Right now.
Any position.
Any position?
Yeah. You say who?
Quarterback.
Quarterback? Well, see, yeah, like, I was going to say something else.
I was going to say quarterback or, what position Kyle playing? Left tackle? Right tackle?
Or our offensive line coach.
Yeah,
like, that's
be,
because of them.
It could be Shea McClellan.
Linebackers coach. See, when they go to practice and stuff, they only practice with each other probably for about 30, 20 minutes. The team, like during the week, the team only practice around each other one day. 2 days, like I think Wednesday and Thursday. But all them other days, they'll meet up, and then they go to a classroom with they position of coaches. So, like, Adam Gates might come in a couple times with Cutler and sit in, but he really with Mark Logan all the time. Like, our linebackers be with Clint Hurt all the time. McClellan and them, they don't be with Eddie Goldman and them. Eddie Goldman and them be in a whole other classroom with the defensive line coach and all the defensive line and so on. Running backs coach, I forgot who our running back coach is. And our defensive backs coach, Cole. I think we kept him and our running backs coach from our last regime.
Makes a lot of sense. And then they all just put it together that one day in the week.
And then they come out, yeah. And see, the coach supposed to go in and check in on them classrooms. Like whatever. That's why we code. We learning in the classroom, and then we going out on the field execute. It don't always just be practice. You be having to study that playbook. And they be
right.
In the classroom learning. We got quick learners on our team.
Right. I could dig that. Yeah. And everybody wants to know. Everybody wants to execute it correctly. Yeah. I could dig that.
Ronald over here said we're not going to make the playoffs.
We're not? Who
it's
said
only
that,
like
Ronald?
Three teams over us.
No, I'm not optimistic about us making the playoffs. I mean, real talk, I'm really not optimistic. I hope that would be nice because we'll be going in with some positive momentum. Like you said,
Atlanta
7-4.
You said 7-4? You say what, bro?
What'd you say, 7-4?
Atlanta 7-4. I was telling him the playoff seed and to have everything go. You know, he Vikings out. This is slash over here.
Yeah,
I ain't even slash no more. He's a Minnesotian. Minnesotian.
A Minnesotian? You talking about the Vikings?
Yeah.
I said the Vikings gonna make the play. They gonna win the division. That's a team that I didn't see winning the division the way they started out.
I think we good. The Bulls lost.
Yeah, the Bulls lost.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. This was a big game for the Bears to me, bro. Like, I like that we beat the Slackers, bro. And it wasn't like no fluke game. It was like, had everything went. Man, we outplayed them and outcoached them.
It's definitely a step in the right direction that the regime, the new regime, can beat the Slackers. Definitely, because we were right with them the first game of the season.
Yeah.
Along with them,
so that's
a couple of
exactly. So it was like, man, I think that was the only team in the league we were scared of. And I mean scared. Like, oh, something bad going to happen. That's how we always felt when we played them. And it happened.
Yeah.
Well, not no more. So I think
right.
We can bang out anybody. We have a confidence, man. The next team we play, we finna murder.
I'm telling you, it has a lot to do with the game planning. The game planning is great. The game planning against these teams, man, and they executing it. They had plenty of time to game plan against the Slackers. They watched them when they was playing well. They watched them when they was playing bad. They caught the Slackers on a up and down hill right now. So they got the worst and the best and the worst of them. So they just picked them apart too. Attacked Aaron Rodgers.
It was great. I loved it. Ate a fat plate and watched the game.
What happened to the Bears? The Bulls, though? Losing to the Patriots last night?
We so out of sync. What are we talking about? I just talking about the Bulls.
They did it. Bulls, right?
No, we suck, man. We like... Can't see anything on TV.
We 9-5
together.
Great.
Y'all don't have a consistent lineup.
We don't have a consistent play. We're like, who? I was telling Nationals yesterday, they need to have a team meeting, and Rosa Butler needs to hash out who the man. They need to actually have a real evaluation. Like, all right, bro, I'm going to lean on you. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to lean on me. Like, Rose all first half and then Butler all second half. You know what I'm saying? And they take turns each quarter instead
right,
of, like, you know what I'm saying?
But they're telling y'all, and there's something wrong with them.
They can't do it.
At all. They be broke. 1-for-15 each. 4-for-15
yeah.
Here. It's 3-for-15 here, like, what the? Hey, y'all both suck. Like, y'all both cold.
They don't compliment each other right now. They can't keep each other in rhythm. It's like they bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
They can't keep each other in rhythm because they don't know. Like you said, they don't know who's supposed to do what. Ain't nobody probably even discussed that.
And I think that's what Wade and LeBron did. I think Wade told LeBron, like, you can murder the whole game. Last 5 minutes and we need a bucket, get me the ball.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they did once they figured that, because they started off sloppy too. Once they figured out,
yeah.
Look, go ahead, LeBron, do it. That's what we brought you here for. It was better. Now, Chris Bosh probably felt left out a little bit.
But then he became a part. Like, you can't leave him open. This dude steady hitting this jump over here, slice you on your back.
Right, right. He found his role, too. He actually thought he was part of the big three, but he wasn't.
He really was, though.
You do.
You can't lock all of them down.
So, it almost don't matter that Mirotić scored 25 points. Because we know he's not going to be the go-to guy on the team. What matters is Rose only scored 10, and Butler had 16.
Shots he be missing. It'd be like every shot he don't understand what, I don't know what it is, like what, it's like he going off. I'm going to shoot this floater every time this play happens. Or something, I'm going to always have this jumper right here. It's like none of his shots is ever in the same place. Meaning they just erratic scoring, like the ball bounce over here and I just catch it and end up throwing it, you know what I'm saying? Like hitting up. I say the ball pass it out and I was just at, they was just having to be wide open and hit the shot, like them ain't plays. You want to look at you.
Well, would you blame it on Hoiberg? He can't get the guys together because he's the coach.
No, because it's only 13, 14 games in the year. It's going to take at least to like 5 games, but.
You know, we're not going to do him like Houston, fire the coach right away.
Because we still winning. There's too much talent. We just got to get out of that Thibodeau. We still be wanting to stop and run half court where that ain't our game no more. We a fast-paced shoot, like launch. It's just that Rose and Butler ain't jump shooters like that, so they need to find their way in there. So it's like, bro, maybe they drive and kick out all the time, both of them.
Right.
Instead of kicking it back out to them.
Definitely on those two. All right, who do they play tonight?
No, I don't think so.
All right. It is time to sign out, everybody. I hope you tuned in with us. We got like 19 seconds left. Either 90 or 19. I never know what she's saying. But enjoy your weekend, bro. Go Bears. Go Bulls.
Go Bears. Go Bulls.
Go Blackhawks.
Definitely Blackhawks. They've been winning.
Go Cam Newton. That's about it. We out of here. Later.
All right. Peace.